Matthew 26. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, Ye know that after 2 days the Passover takes place, and the Son of Man is delivered up to be crucified. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people were gathered together to the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and took counsel together in order that they might seize Jesus by subtlety and kill him. But they said, Not in the feast, that there be not a tumult among the people. But Jesus, being in Bethany, in Simon the leper's house, a woman having an alabaster flask of very precious ointment, came to him and poured it out upon his head as he lay at table. But the disciples, seeing it, became indignant, saying, To what end was this waste? For this might have been sold for much, and been given to the poor. But Jesus, knowing it, said to them, Why do ye trouble the woman? For she has wrought a good work toward me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in pouring out this ointment on my body, she has done it for my burying. Verily I say to you, wheresoever these glad tidings may be preached in the whole world, that also which this woman has done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Then one of the 12, he who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, What are you willing to give me, and I will deliver him up to you? And they appointed to him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought a good opportunity that he might deliver him up. Now on the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city unto such a one, and say to him, The teacher says, My time is near. I will keep the Passover in thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. And when the evening was come, he lay down at table with the 12. And as they were eating, he said, Verily I say to you, that one of you shall deliver me up. And being exceedingly grieved, they began to say to him, each of them, Is it I, Lord? But he, answering, said, He that dips his hand with me in the dish, he it is who shall deliver me up. The Son of Man goes indeed, according as it is written concerning him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is delivered up! It were good for that man if he had not been born. And Judas, who delivered him up, answering, said, Is it I, Rabbi? He says to him, Thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus, having taken the bread and blessed, broke it and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And having taken the cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood, that of the new covenant, that shed for many for remission of sins. But I say to you that I will not at all drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in the kingdom of my Father. And having sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then saith Jesus to them, All ye shall be offended in me during this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after that I shall be risen, I will go before you to Galilee. And Peter, answering, said to him, If all shall be offended in thee, I will never be offended. Jesus said to him, Verily I say to thee that during this night, before the cock shall crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter says to him, If I should needs die with thee, I will in no wise deny thee. Likewise said all the disciples also. Then Jesus comes with them to a place called Gethsemane, and says to the disciples, Sit here until I go away and pray yonder. And taking with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and deeply depressed. Then he says to them, My soul is very sorrowful, even unto death. Remain here and watch with me. And going forward a little, he fell upon his face, praying and saying, My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he comes to the disciples and finds them sleeping and says to Peter, Thus have you not been able to watch 1 hour with me? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is ready, but the flesh weak. Again going away a second time, he prayed, saying, My Father, if this cannot pass from me unless I drink it, thy will be done. And coming, he found them again sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And leaving them, he went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he comes to the disciples and says to them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour has drawn nigh, and the Son of Man is delivered up into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us go. Behold, he that delivers me up has drawn nigh. And while he was yet speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great crowd with swords and sticks from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that delivered him up had given them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, he it is, seize him. And immediately coming up to Jesus, he said, Hail, Rabbi! And covered him with kisses. But Jesus said to him, My friend, for what purpose art thou come? Then coming up, they laid hands upon Jesus and seized him. And behold, one of those with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword, and smiting the bondman of the high priest, took off his ear. Then saith Jesus to him, Return thy sword to its place, for all who take the sword shall perish by the sword. Or thinkest thou that I cannot now call upon my Father, and he will furnish me more than 12 legions of angels? How then should the scriptures be fulfilled that thus it must be? In that hour Jesus said to the crowds, Are ye come out as against a robber with swords and sticks to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and ye did not seize me. But all this is come to pass that the scriptures of the prophets may be fulfilled. Then all the disciples left him and fled. Now they that had seized Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. And Peter followed him at a distance, even to the palace of the high priest, and entering in, sat with the officers to see the end. And the chief priests and the elders and the whole Sanhedrin sought false witness against Jesus, so that they might put him to death. And they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. But at the last, two false witnesses came forward and said, He said, I am able to destroy the temple of God, and in 3 days build it. And the high priest, standing up, said to him, Answerest thou nothing? What do these witness against thee? But Jesus was silent. And the high priest answering said to him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us if thou art the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus says to him, Thou hast said, Moreover, I say to you, from henceforth ye shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, He has blasphemed! What need have we any more of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard the blasphemy. What think ye? And they answering said, He is liable to the penalty of death. Then they spit in his face, and buffeted him, and some struck him with the palms of their hand, saying, Prophesy to us, Christ, who is it who struck thee? But Peter sat without in the palace court. And a maid came to him, saying, And thou wast with Jesus the Galilean. But he denied before all, saying, I do not know what thou sayest. And when he had gone out into the entrance, another maid saw him, and says to those there, This man also was with Jesus the Nazarene. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a little, those who stood there, coming to him, said to Peter, Truly thou too art one of them, for also thy speech makes thee manifest. Then he began to curse and to swear, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, who had said to him, Before the cock crow thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went forth without and wept bitterly. bitterly.